Blog Talk Radio.
Hello out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is Nurse Carmen, and you have, excuse me, stumbled upon a Hodge to Hodge podcast. Actually, not stumbled upon. If you're here, you're meant to be here. And this is the Messenger Edition. We have the co-producers, Ken and Ron Hodge. And then the next voice you hear will be from the Messenger, Ron Hodge. Again, welcome.
Good. Good evening, and thank you. That is very profound when you said when they're here, they didn't stumble upon it. They're here because they chose to be here.
Amen.
It's funny you should say that, because something I've always said to everyone, that all things work together for the good. I know this is difficult to hear, but I tell you this, there is perfection in everything. And what we need to do is strive to see the perfection. This is the change of consciousness of which I speak. You need nothing, desire everything, choose what shows up. Feel your feelings, cry your cries, laugh your laugh, honor your truth. Yet when all the emotion is done, be still and know that you are God. In other words, in the midst of the greatest tragedies, see the glory of the process. Even as you die with a bullet through your chest, even as you are being gang raped. Now, this sounds like such an impossible thing to do. Yet, when you move to God consciousness, you can do it. You don't have to do it. Of course, it depends on how you wish to experience the moment. In a moment of great tragedy, the challenge always is to quiet the mind and move deep within the soul. You automatically do this when you have no control over it. Have you ever talked with a person who accidentally ran a car off a bridge or found himself facing a gun or nearly drowned? Often they will tell you that time slowed way down, that they were overcome by a curious calm, that there was no fear at all. Fear not, for God is with you. This is what poetry has to say to the person facing tragedy in your darkest hours. God will be your light. In your blackest moments, God will be your consolation. In your most difficult and trying times, God will be your strength. Therefore, have faith, for God is your shepherd. You shall not want, and he shall not lie down in green pastures. He will lead you beside still waters. He will restore your soul and lead you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, though you walk through the valleys of shadows of death, you will fear no evil, for you know that God is with you. His rod and staff will comfort you. He prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemy. He shall anoint your head with oil, and your cup will runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in God's house and his heart forever.
Amen.
Now, and I said that for us to understand, and the 23rd Psalm, as I was reading that out to you, it's because we need to understand, as I've said so many times, the Bible has some great information in there for us. Great information from other people that have experienced the godness, and they've put it on pad. But what happens is we've taken that and we've made it God's word, as if God is telling you to tell everybody this is what they must do. And we have to understand that everyone has their own path. And because everyone has their own path, we can't bundle it all up. Because what worked for you today might not work for me. And we've got to base it on not right or wrong, but whether or not it fits your model of what you want your life to be. Because this is how we determine what we call right or wrong. Whether it fits our model of what we think life should be. But I got to tell you that in God, there is no judgment. There is only one question or any reverence regarding this or any other thought. Does it serve you to hold that in terms of who you are and who you seek to be? Does that thought serve you? So don't look at things as if it's pleasing to God. Look at it, does it serve you to be your highest self? Because there is no judgment in God. When God placed you here, you were here to do technically as you please. Whatever brings you your joy, that's what you were here for. We place so many different restrictions. We place so many different things in our way that make us not be able to be who we truly are. One of it is we place the fact that if I don't do something right, everybody's going to talk about me. And because I know everybody's going to talk about me, then I don't do what it is that I need to do for me. Why? Because I am too busy trying to please other people. And while I'm pleasing them, myself are going wanting, because it's not me being truly me. It's me satisfying you. Now, me being me should be satisfaction for you, be enough satisfaction for you. If I'm living to my highest, if I'm being the best me that I can be, then as I be the best me that I can be, then I can be a help to other people without me changing. Now, I'm not saying this to say that you shouldn't care about other people. I'm just saying when you come into yourself and know who it is that you are, then you're able to overlook certain things. As I mentioned earlier, and I know it's pretty rough, I mentioned gang rape. But when you get to that God-like consciousness, just as Jesus said, forgive them for they know not what they do, that would be your same approach. because you know that it was just the body. They can't harm the soul. Now, and I know we all take our bodies to be who we really are. And I've said this numerous times, we've got to understand that we are spiritual beings inside this body. We're, you know, they've given us the title of human beings, but we are spiritual beings. It is our spirit that makes us who we are. It's not this body. And so it's important for us to understand just who we are and what the purpose is as far as getting into the godlike conscience. It's so important for us to stop and think about this. As I said, God has no judgment. And so we've got to understand that. We've got to understand that and start trying to technically be our own judge on how we're going to live our lives. Do I want to live my life to please me, or do I want to live my life to please you, who, if we really look at it, don't care about me as much, you know, as much as I should care about myself. The reason relationships are in such a mess is that you're always trying to figure out what the other person wants and what other people want instead of what you truly want. Then you have to decide whether to give it to them. And here is how you decide. You decide by taking a look at what you may want from them. If there's nothing you think you want from them, your first reasoning for giving them what they want disappears. And so you're very seldom do. On the other hand, you seek that there is something you want or may want from them. Then your self-survival mode kicks in and you try to give them what they want. Then you resent it, especially if the person doesn't eventually give you what you want. In this game that we're playing, it's I'll trade you. You set up a very delicate balance. You meet my needs, and I'll meet yours. Yet the purpose of all human relationships between nations as well as relationships between individuals has nothing to do with any of this. The purpose of your holy relationship with every other person, place, or thing is not to figure out they want or need, but what you require or desire now in order to grow, in order to be who you want to be. This is why God created relationships to other things. If it weren't for this, you could have continued to live in a vacuum, a void, the internal allness whence you came. Yet in the allness, you simply are not and cannot experience your awareness as anything in particular, because in the allness, there is nothing you are not. In the allness, there is nothing you are not. So if you're hearing me closely, you can better understand when I speak about now you living the best life that you can. Because this is what this is all about. Because once, as this single individual, part of God, but the single individual, you now are the God of your world. You go out and create the God, the world that you want. And each and every one of us has this opportunity. And this is why we're here, because when we were all one, there was nothing but us. So this is why it's important, and I say we have to remember who it is that we really are and whom we are. It's important for us to understand this, that it's not just talk. We are all one. We are all part of the body of God. And so when we can get to that point that we understand this, then we can understand that I'm here for me to make the best life that I can make for myself, that I can create the best life that I want. Not what my mother wants for me, not what my brother wants for me, but what I want. Relativity is a system wherein you can exist as a thing in relationship to something else. Forgetfulness, a process by which you willingly submit to total amnesia so that you cannot know that relativity is merely a trick and that you are all of it. Consciousness, a state of being in which you grow until you reach full awareness that becoming a true and living God, creating and experiencing your own reality, expanding and exploring that reality, changing and recreating that reality as you stretch your consciousness to new limits, or shall I say, to no limits. Consciousness is everything. Consciousness, that of which you are totally aware, is the basis of all truth and thus of all true spirituality. So that you can create who you are and who you want to be. This is the act of God being God. It is you being you through you. This is the point of all life. Through you, God experiencing being who and what he is. It is. Without you, God can know but not experience. Knowing and experiencing are two different things. And it's more better to experience than to know. I'm gonna say that one more time because this kind of puts it all in a nice basket for us so that we can understand that experiencing. This is why when I say it, the God in us is experiencing your life. Now, without you, God could know it, but he can't experience it. And I say he, but I mean the spirit. He can't, the spirit cannot experience it. It knows everything, but it needs to be able to experience it. Mm. Thus, this is why we are here. So that we in the God state can experience it. If you buy a new car, that new car is beautiful, but it doesn't mean anything to you experience driving it. The feel of it, turning the corners, mashing the gas. That's where the real joy comes in. Yeah, I'm happy to have the car, but I need to be able to drive it so that I can experience the magnitude of owning this car. Just owning it means nothing. So if we take the time and understand that a little better, then we can understand and accept the fact of who we really are. All and right. Know that through our experiences, this is a reminder to God that he is God. Because, see, God knows. He knows who you are, and he knows that you are what you are doing is something that now he can experience. Yeah, he created it. He created water. But until you drink it, he couldn't experience drinking the water. So he experiences it through you. And I guess you say, well, over the years, he should have been able to experience everything by now. You know what I mean? Because of all the different, but no, it's everything is just all under this umbrella of you becoming conscious so that you may know who you really are. Because we say it, but I don't know if you guys really believe what it is that the messenger is trying to tell you. That we are God.
Amen.
God experiences this thing that we call life here on earth through each and every one of us.
Thank you.
And I say that because now there are some things that God can experience as a man that he can't experience as a woman.
Amen.
And vice versa. So he gets to experience it all. So don't play yourself short. Don't play yourself short. Don't believe and sit there and listen to that rhetoric that people want to tell you that we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity and we going straight to hell and we got to do all of this and that to get connected to God, because you were never disconnected from him. It is impossible for any one of us to be disconnected from God. For us to be disconnected from God, even when you die, you're not disconnected. It is impossible. So knowing this, we should be able to walk a little bit bolder. I'll just bring a sports analogy in. The Golden State Warriors, they're the champs the last 2 years. There's a different persona about them than the rest of everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know who they are. We are the world champs. But we need to take that same mindset and realize that we are God. We are spiritual beings. It is the Spirit of God that lives within us. It is the Spirit of God that we have our being. You know, when you church services, they used to love to say, we want to thank you for allowing the blood to run warm in our veins, giving us the activity of our limbs. Now, do you really think each morning, God, of all the people in the world, decided, okay, I'm going to wake this one up this morning. I'm going to make sure I give him the activity of the limbs. You really think that that's God somewhere up in the sky doing that?
Mm.
It is the God, your soul within you, that is not ready to return from which it came. And realizing that it's not ready to return, okay, I've got to be about the business of being the best that I can be today. If only I could get this knucklehead to hear me.
Mm.
This is what the soul is saying. I ain't going to force my way on them because I'm secure in knowing who I am.
Mm-mm-mm.
But it would be so much better for each and every one of us if we would take heed to it. And I say this, and I say this so many times. How many times can we honestly? Well, why don't we try this as podcast members? Why don't we try this from this day to our next podcast? Just try to be more observant of yourself talking to yourself and the outcomes.
Okay.
Be more observant and listen to what it is that you're saying to yourself and what you're doing and the outcomes of it, as well as when yourself told you something and you didn't listen to it. I'm sorry. Look like my co-producer made it on. I'm sorry, my brother. Thank
Amen.
You for joining that.
Okay.
Amen, brother. Yeah, you know, I got to keep up with you, man.
All right. I appreciate that. Traveling, man, but still doing the job. I really do thank you for stepping in tonight. But I want us to understand that this is it from the movie Malcolm X. This ain't no game.
Amen.
This is real, and we have the power to make it as real as we want it to. What we have to do is believe. And we say we believe, but we don't believe. Jesus says faith the size of a mustard seed. So that lets me know that we've got some believing to do. We've got to better understand it, because if we can better understand it, then we can believe it. We don't have a problem. We don't have a problem believing that come Friday, the man going to pay us for working on his job. We don't have a problem believing that. If it don't happen, all heck going to break loose, but we don't have a problem believing that. When we go sign up for the job, they tell us, okay, I'm going to pay you. I'm going to pay you on Friday. And we hold that to be self-evident, right?
That's right.
That I'm going to get my check. And we walk Monday through Friday working, knowing that I'm going to get my check. Some of us start spending our check on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, knowing on Friday. Why can we not walk with that same assurance that we are God? We are God. The Spirit of God resides within us. The reason we were able to get up this morning is because the Spirit of God was within us. Knowing that, shouldn't that put a little extra pep in our step? Shouldn't that give us a better sense of not worrying, per se? And I say, well, not worrying because why? Because thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Yes, yes.
Knowing that I am he and he is me, shouldn't that give you encouragement?
Mm-hmm.
No weapon formed against you will prosper. These things, these sayings, these things that have been put out there, why can we not believe it? We say it all the time. We say it, we pray it, we sing it all the time, but we don't believe it.
Yes.
And I go back to the opening, the most important thing, if you want to see a change in your life, love more. And love not looking for something in return. And if you really stop for a moment and think about it, when you start to do things just out of the kindness of your heart, not looking for anything in return, isn't that when you get some of the biggest surprises?
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Things just work out because this is the way we set this up from the beginning. Me, you, Jesus, we was hanging out. Well, let us set it up so that there is, because we are all one, that this is how it's going to be. Now, the sooner we come to know this, the better off we'll be. But if we don't come to know it, guess what? It's still okay. Because when this earthly body decays, you still are God. And if you think about it, there's a lot of us that should have been dead and gone.
Amen. Amen.
But the God in you says, not right now.
Right. Not my time.
So we've got to see this. And that's reason to count it all joy.
Yes.
So when somebody stupid to you or silly to you that you don't particularly agree of, you really need to, and I don't want us to feel like we've got to be walking around here quoting scriptures, but we've got to understand, just as Jesus did, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And I'm not going to let it trouble me. Why? Because thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Mm-hmm.
Walk through the valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil. Why do I fear no evil? Because what does evil have on me? And remember, evil is just our perception of anything. Because what we call evil, a lot of people call it glorious.
Mm.
Some people live for that same stuff that we call evil.
Mm.
So it's all a matter of perspective. So, on that note, I do truly thank you for your finding the time to make it to the podcast. And in honor of my co-producer, I made sure I put that song on for him so that he know everything.
Amen.
Everything's still according to schedule, all right?
Okay, my brother. All right. Hey, listen, beautiful hearing from you tonight, man.
Yes.
I thank the audience for tuning in to The Messenger on Blog Talk Radio, a Hot Hot podcast production. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and we'll talk to you about some more about God on Thursday. Stay blessed.
Thank you. Amen.
Bless you. Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. It's just me and you with their stomach.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, they hang up. I gotta wait for the song to be over.
All right, baby, I'm with you. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Good night.
Good night.